Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is all about my friend Stephanie Haas's journey with wrestling. That sounds really bad, like she just like had a horrible accident and then discovered what life really means. It's not really that heavy or anything. We just talk about wrestling. Stephanie is a dear friend of mine, and she's been on this podcast many times, and in theory she'll be on many more if she so chooses and nothing horrible happens. That's a horrible, horrible way to predict things. Anyways, Stephanie's a great woman, and I'm glad that we are friends, and I am very glad that she is now enjoying wrestling. What's interesting about this is it never dawned on me that if you like something, you wouldn't want to try to make people in your life like it as well. We talk a lot about that as well. So without further ado, here's Stephanie Haas and I on wrestling.
Do I take blame for getting you into wrestling? Or helping you get into wrestling?
Is this the podcast
now? Yeah, this is okay. The podcast.
Do you take blame for getting me into wrestling? I'm going to answer like we're on a reality show, and I have to repeat the question as I answer.
Let's timestamp this first and foremost. It is currently December 27th, 2015.
Okay.
I've seen you probably a dozen times this year.
Probably. I've seen you a lot.
Or roughly a dozen times. At Thanksgiving, you were into wrestling. We watched Survivor Series together. In October, and in September when I saw you, I think you were into wrestling?
Yeah, I started watching it a few weeks before Night of Champions.
Night of Champions.
Which I think was the September pay-per-view.
So when I saw you over the summer, let's say during the time of SummerSlam, you were not yet into wrestling.
No, I was not yet into wrestling.
So you've been a wrestling fan for less than 6 months.
Yes.
Okay. What?
I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. Look, sometimes you sleep with a nice young man and he texts you about Raw every Monday night, and then...
So you got into wrestling really because of the gentleman you're dating?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you glad that you're currently a wrestling fan?
I got into it the way women get into all hobbies.
Oh, no!
Through the power of dick. You can quote me on that. No woman has interests of her own.
That's cool. At least you're upfront about everything. Okay, so I tried to get you into wrestling before.
Yes.
It did not go well.
No.
I showed you things that I thought you would enjoy because I enjoyed those things, and
yeah.
I was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I showed you CM Punk's pipe bomb.
Uh-huh.
You did not care.
I didn't understand what it was. I didn't know what I was looking... I'd never watched wrestling before.
I showed you Dusty Rhodes' Hard Times promo.
And you were like, this is a pipe bomb, which is a promo, which means tell the truth. And I was like, I don't... What are these... You're using wrestling to explain wrestling.
And I think I showed you... Did I show you Hell in a Cell?
No, Kevin Brody showed me that.
But you were also shown that.
Yes, and that upset... Well, so Kevin Brody showed me Hell in a Cell... Right after I decided to get into wrestling.
Okay.
So I asked this man, who's the weirdest wrestler? Because I was like, if I'm going to hear about this every week, I want to know about my interests. And he said Bray Wyatt, and then I Googled Bray Wyatt, and his Wikipedia page said he was a Louisiana swamp preacher who may or may not possess magical powers.
As a woman, that's what interests you about wrestling.
Yeah, I want cult leaders. I want... Really, any kind of a cult.
So you liked it because of Halloween. You liked the spooky parts.
Yeah, then I YouTubed Bray Wyatt, and I found a video of him singing He's Got the Whole World in His Hands with a children's choir, and the children's choir puts on masks.
And that's your favorite.
And it's my favorite, and then I showed it to Kevin Brody, and I was like, we need to find more wrestling to watch.
And now you are a proud subscriber.
And now I love it, and I'm very upset that, like, so many boys over the years, well, actually not so many, mostly you and, like, two other friends from mine, have tried to get me into wrestling, but don't know how to explain it.
No, we don't know how to explain it. Now, the main thing that you didn't want was the suck it era, attitude era of Raw.
Oh, yeah.
That really turned you off when you were a younger person.
Yeah, because my sister was into it, and so was, I think, all of America.
Is it early aughts, late 90s?
Yeah. Something like that? Yeah. Late 90s. Because every boy in high school was saying suck it all the time. Especially when I, you know, tried to get honest help with anything. It'd be like, hey, guys, should we work on the homecoming float? Suck it. You're Hitler.
They call you Hitler?
Yeah.
Why?
Just once. Because I was, like, accidentally elected class president
Oh, okay. Because
I think no one else wanted to run, and then we were trying to, we had to make like a class homecoming float, and we got a free period. We got like out of what is that called? Homeroom.
Okay.
We got a homeroom period in the gym to work on it. And I was like, hey, should we talk about this? And they were like, stop trying to make us do things, Hitler. And then I quit.
And then they said, suck it.
And then, yeah, they probably said, suck it. And like, point, did the X over there, junk.
You do not like that era of
wrestling. I don't like suck it. I like sucking it, but I don't like suck it.
Jesus Christ. This is the lewdest you've ever been, by the way.
That there's no way that's true.
In terms of like podcasting, this is.
No way.
Yeah, for sure.
No way. The very first time I ever met you. And which was also the same time I was on your podcast.
Yeah.
We for sure talked about sex.
Okay.
Because I was like, yo, I just want to get laid twice a day. And you were like, that's unreasonable.
I stand by my claims. Now, that was 16 years ago. And now you're a fan.
Yes.
What changed?
The PG era.
So you like.
Or is it PG-13? I don't know.
I think it's the PG era. You're currently like the modern day product.
Well, nothing changed. It was just like, I never watched it then.
Okay.
Like, I would see like little glimpses of it, but it looked real trashy.
How does it look really trashy now?
No, it looks way better. Okay. Like just the like quality visual. Of the, yeah, the quality of the screen is better.
Itself.
But at that time it was like, okay, there's dude saying suck it. There's Stone Cold Steve Austin, who is like every man from my hometown. This, and there's all the trashy farm boys at my high school are into this, and my disabled sister is into it, and I don't think it's a good influence for her. And it looks like, I don't know, it just looked gross.
It looked cheap. And you like fine things in life.
I like the finer things in life. I like my wrestling to be narrated by William Shatner.
Okay, so you mentioned William Shatner, and we mentioned the network. So you're currently watching Breaking Ground.
Yeah.
Which is a behind the scenes like look of wrestling.
Yeah.
Now, that couldn't exist during the Attitude Era because at the time they were still holding on to the it's still true thing.
Yeah, to be honest, Breaking Ground is fine. It's not my favorite.
But you understand the difference of like now versus 20, 30 years
ago.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's changed now is number one, I'm actually watching it, so I'm seeing how crazy it is.
Yes.
Like I legitimately like I think that there are stylistically and like you know not the fact that it's PG now. There's a lot of reasons why I like it now versus if I had tried to watch it then, but a lot of it is I flat out never watched it before,
sure.
I did not know what it was. I didn't know there were stories.
Oh, okay.
I flat out didn't know there were, like, stories or characters, really. Like, that blew my mind.
Yeah, and that's kind of, like, what I enjoy about wrestling. I could the actual wrestling is the least important thing about the product to me.
Yeah.
Which I think makes me an outsider when it comes to this stuff.
Favorite element is the gossip.
So, not to fall into a stereotype, but last night, you were kind enough to let me stay here, and you put on Total Divas,
which is a hit put show on E! Total Divas. I put on the network, that was what was playing.
And you were fine with it, though. Yeah. We watched an episode of Total Divas. Yeah. The first time I visited you that you were currently into wrestling, I left your apartment, and then, like, I think I came back, like, 8 hours later, and you had watched all, like, 4 seasons of Total Divas or something like that.
That's not enough time, but
you know what I mean. You yeah. watched a lot of Total Divas. Yeah. Are you enjoying that program?
Okay.
Because you don't watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I don't watch any reality shows other than like the occasional, you know, Great British Bake Off or whatever.
Yeah. So you're not the kind of person that you think stereotypical E! Viewer.
No, and I watched the first episode with you, and I think I told you, I was like, I can't watch any more of this.
And that's fine. I understand.
Then, by the next time you came to visit, I hadn't seen all of it. So, the things that I hate about reality shows, I still hate about Total Divas.
Which is?
There's too much to mention. Like, the editing is a big problem for me. The way that someone will say something kind of innocuous or ask a question and then they cut to someone just like staring off into space.
Okay.
So
why are you watching?
Because they don't give women enough backstory on the WWE. So they just show 5 minutes of them wrestling every week and it's like, they're mean girls and that's about it. That's all the character. They have outfits and they don't have any personalities, so I needed a reason to care about these people. So for me, like, that is adding the the storyline into it.
Sure.
It's like, well, okay, I didn't care about the Bella Twins before, but I like Nikki and John as a couple, you know? So, like, now I can care about Nikki. Not that I should be caring about Nikki Bella. I know I shouldn't, because, like, I'm not a mark, but whatever. But I love John Cena, sorry.
What made you love John Cena?
Oh, God. You know what? Actually, probably Total Divas.
Really?
It was 100% Total
Okay,
Divas.
What specific storyline? Because I still haven't seen... I've only seen Total Divas in your company.
Also, I like it when he cries on wrestling, because he cries a lot.
When does he cry in wrestling?
He gets upset about things and he cries.
I don't remember any of this.
At the end of last year, because I went back and watched some things. Like, the first Raw this year, they had John Cena Appreciation Night. But they showed this other storyline from last year, where they were going to break his friend's neck.
Yes.
Seth Rollins was going to break his friend's neck unless he brought back the Authority, and John Cena was so upset about it. But anyway, on Total Divas, he comes across like an amazing man. He's just like very thoughtful and patient, and he like talks through things with Nikki. I mean, sometimes he's a little guarded, sometimes he doesn't tell her things that he should, but he always like admits when he's wrong, he stands up for what's right. Also, loyalty, respect. He just seems like a really good guy.
So your two so he's one of your favorite wrestlers too.
Yeah.
So your favorite wrestler is a cult leader and Mr. All America.
Yeah, and Corporate Kane.
And Corporate Kane.
And the New Day.
Now you're talking about this like a child. You know that, right?
Yeah, because I like John Cena and Kane.
No. No one likes Kane, to be honest. No, I like Kane.
Kane?
I don't think Kane's a big draw anymore.
Really?
I don't think he is.
But he's the best actor. Corporate Kane is a great actor.
See, since you never got into it, you're the first person I know that like isn't pulling from like childhood memories at all. So Marty was just on the show, and him and Marcus Dowling are the only two people that have been friends since since the start,
mm-hmm.
since their birth. You are the only person I know that got into wrestling in their 30s. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my parents are very worried.
Are they really?
No, they're just like...
Well, what did they give you for Christmas?
They gave me a Bray Wyatt action figure, a Rey Mysterio mask, and a book about barbell training.
Since you started wrestling, did you start lifting after you started watching wrestling? I think you did.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a month later.
So this is pretty... You're like in it now.
Yeah.
Like... You might change your life now because of this. Like, you might try to, like, be a wrestling writer or something.
I mean, it sounds like a pretty bad life.
Sure.
But, sure.
Like, after I leave tonight, what are you going to do?
Oh, God. I mean, I was about to watch this Canadian Stampede match from 1997 that Marty DeRosa told me to watch because he gave me a big homework assignment. So probably that.
So, and you're okay with that?
With watching wrestling?
Yeah, like this much.
Yeah.
How much wrestling do you watch?
I mean, I would say week to week, probably, at this point, only like 3 to 5 hours. Like, at most.
A day or?
No.
Okay.
Like.
You watch Raw every week?
At this point, I mostly just watch Raw every week.
Okay,
I don't even watch SmackDown.
Do you watch the Raw recaps on Hulu or do you watch it live?
Well, I have been watching the recaps, but you just gave me mom's cable password. but like definitely the first month or so that I got into it, I was really hooked on it, and I wanted to learn as much as possible. And I watched like a bunch of old pay-per-views, I watched a bunch of old Raws.
Are you finding a common theme of what you enjoy?
I mean, I like business cosplay.
You're the first person that I've ever heard say that. Did you read that somewhere?
What,
or did you
business
come up
cosplay?
With that? Yeah.
No, I just came up with it.
Because that's what the Authority is. It's a brilliant term.
Yeah, it's great.
Could you explain business cosplay to the listener?
So the Authority is Stephanie McMahon and Triple H, who in real life run the WWE, but also in the story of the show, they run the WWE, and... They are bad guys because they're business guys, and they just want what's best for business. They're like, hi, we love business, so we're bad guys.
That's it.
And it's great. And then Kane, they hired to be the director of operations, but not really, only in the story. They have a fake business guy, and then they make him wrestle in suit pants, which is great. But then they fired him because he lost to Seth Rollins, and that makes me really upset. They brought in an HR specialist to give him a performance evaluation. That's hilarious.
So you like it because it's silly?
Yeah.
Okay. For... If I never presented the silly side to you.
No.
Yeah. Maybe that was a mistake.
You didn't present the silly side, and you did this thing that all of the men I've talked to try to do, where you talk about, like, how it's getting better for women or getting better for minorities, and... But the way that you all explain that makes it sound like there's some progressive agenda being pushed. And that's not true. It's just, like, better within the context of wrestling. But when you have no context to wrestling and you're looking for that, there's nothing to see.
Yeah. So you're saying that they're not all social justice warriors. Because I think they're all social justice warriors.
I'm saying I don't think the Bella Twins are social justice warriors.
I disagree completely. They're pro-drinking, and that makes them cool.
I mean, Brie is a locavore, but other than that...
Why are you... Okay, one of the things I'm going to take credit for is having you follow certain people on Instagram.
Oh, best decision of my life.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Okay, well, I follow both Bella Twins and Paige because I love abs.
Why do you follow Paige?
Abs.
Oh, okay. She's one.
Because they all post photos of themselves all the time, and they're wrestlers, and they have great abs, and so they live in Florida, so they're just, like, walking around in halter tops. Or not halter tops, but, like, crop tops.
So you're, like, inspired to get, like, sweet abs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And... The Rock is great on Instagram. He's very inspirational. Seems like a very good dude.
I agree.
Very generous. Very loving. Who else do I follow? The WWE.
Who's the wrestler you hate the most?
Ryback.
Why?
He's stupid. Ugh. He's gross looking. He doesn't do anything cool. I hate his outfits, how he cuts his shirts into weird capes. And I hate how he like tenses up his muscles so his face shakes when he says feed me more. Hate it.
What do you think of current WWE champion Roman Reigns?
He's boring.
Okay.
But he's better than Sheamus.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I miss Seth Rollins and I didn't think I would ever say that. The first Raw I watched was I watched it at Archie's, great bar in Chicago.
Okay. I didn't know that there's a bar in Chicago that shows Raw.
It doesn't, but if you ask them to turn it on, they will.
Okay.
And it was the week that they were giving Seth Rollins his statue.
Okay.
And it turned out to be Sting.
Yes.
But I had been drinking all day. I was on a pool crawl with the Butterboss sisters, and I just kept yelling, and that's not a real statue, that's a man painted gold.
It was a real statue.
It was definitely a real statue, but it was pretty shitty. But I was like, Seth Rollins a dork, and now I miss him.
You don't seem to mind that I laugh out loud to your joy.
I think that's good.
Good.
I'm a comedian. I like it when people laugh. I think so. Okay.
Now, I want all of my friends to enjoy wrestling, and my wife doesn't, and I get that. What do you think I should be doing to convince other people to give this a chance, to give Divas a chance? That's a reference.
I wonder about this, because I am also upset that your wife does not enjoy wrestling.
Well, you have a very good friend, and her name is Katie. And the last time I was here with you and Kevin, and Katie walked in, she got very upset that we were all watching and enjoying very much wrestling.
Yeah.
She had a little mini freak out.
I don't think she will ever enjoy it, because she's very stubborn.
But I do understand why people are against it. I really do. But... As a sports fan, as a genuine sports fan, it's a little bit easier to enjoy this because things like rape can't just be swept under the rug as easily.
Yeah, they're a business, and, well, the NFL is a business, but for some
reason... They make too much money.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
If WWE stock went up after Hulk Hogan was fired, or if those comments came out and then the stock went up, they'd be like, oh yeah, come out Hulk Hogan every week. Instead, they had to wipe him... from the history books, like he never existed.
Yeah. So Katie's a special case because she dates nerd men who would rather focus on their nerd obsessions than her. So for her, wrestling is just a thing that men want to watch.
A bad
obsession. Instead of paying attention to her.
For general people,
I would say, I don't know, I think you need to figure out what that person is into and try to find a wrestler or a specific moment that relates to their interests.
Have you tried to turn anyone on to it yet?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm not a man, so I don't really care if other people like the things that I like.
Do you think that's a male thing?
Yes.
Why?
Because every man I've ever dated shows up at my doorstep with just all of his metaphorical interests in a basket and says, here, watch these, listen to these, do these things. And I've never done that, and I don't care. Like, I love sitcoms. I don't care if a man ever watches one.
That's a fascinating point that I don't think is discussed often enough. I've never heard of that. I'm trying to think about my wife and I, but I think the difference is we've known each other for so long, and we were pre-25 when we met.
Right.
So we kind of formed each other's interests.
Yes.
And, like, we have very similar interests in, like, there are certain books that she'll read first, and I'll want to read them because she's enjoying them. But we very rarely, if ever, try to push anything on the other. I know she hates football, so I'm not like, let's go to the Bears game.
Right.
I've never once tried to do that. I wouldn't want to do that. But for this, for some reason, I think I get defensive because it's lumped in with the lowest common denominator stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think it is catering to the lowest common denominator?
I mean, it's really basic.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, yeah, probably it is catered to the lowest common denominator, but that's also what's interesting about it and what makes it good, like, carefree entertainment, because there's good guys and bad guys, and they're like these really strong archetypes of whatever their specific personality trait is, and you don't have to worry about too much.
Is it sort of like candy?
I mean, you have said that. Yeah.
I'm asking, to you.
Yeah, I think so. But you warned me when I first started watching it. You were like, it's like candy. Don't like, overindulge on it. You'll get burnt out. But,
yeah.
I don't know, I haven't felt bad about the wrestling. I've mostly just felt happy that I found a thing that I like at this point.
Do you like watching it alone or with other people, or does it matter?
Both.
Okay.
I think watching it with other people is more fun, though. And usually when I'm watching it, like, especially if I'm watching something that's happening
live,
like if I'm watching a pay-per-view, I'll be texting with other people anyway. There's also a lot of downtime built into it. Like, I watched Raw with my mom when I was home last week, and she was like, yeah, I think that's because my mom, I don't know, my mom loves The Rock. My mom, like,
because your mom remembers this from when your sister was watching.
Yeah, but she didn't really watch it then either. But I think there are elements of it that she likes. And she'll talk about how she likes the luchadors and stuff. She, like, you know, she likes watching big strong boys fly around. but she said that she thinks the downtime is one of the things that turns her off. Because there's, you know, somebody comes out and then they vamp for a couple minutes and then they wrestle. There's a lot of long breaks.
What do you think of the long breaks?
Well, that's when I make jokes with my friends or I text people. But, you know, parents don't have that.
Oh, no. That's so sad. I'm excited for you to watch the Royal Rumble.
Me too.
That's my favorite pay-per-view of the year because that, for the non-wrestling fan, it's every 90 seconds you get to explain something to someone or learn something about something. And at the end of the day, you kind of know who's going to win.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't really matter. And it's a lot faster. So your mom might really enjoy it. Watching pay-per-views with you, specifically the Royal Rumble.
I don't know if she'll be able to because she has satellite internet, so streaming things is tough.
Now, you've gone to a live event, but not a WWE live event.
Yeah, I went to a freelance wrestling event.
Okay, did you enjoy it?
It was amazing. It was! I want to go to more.
I'm not laughing, like, I'm just surprised. Do you regret not knowing about this earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But, you know, it's not a gnawing pain in my heart.
Why did you
don't know if I would have been as open to it before, because, I don't know, the older you get, the more comfortable you feel as a person, and the more open you are.
But sometimes also, the more closed off you are. So
yeah.
That's not always true.
Yeah.
You could have always pigeonholed it as something for idiots.
Sure. But I know that I've opened up more and become a more content, relaxed human being. I don't know. It was a great first wrestling event. Grado was visiting from Scotland.
How did you find out about the show?
I think Kevin Brody texted me.
Okay. So had Kevin gone to this before?
No.
Okay, so this was both two first-timers at the Bottom Lounge in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
Going to an independent wrestling show. How many people were there?
A few hundred.
Sure. It was full?
Yes, very full.
Okay.
Joey Ryan was there with his famous penis.
Not everyone knows who that is or what you're referencing.
Joey Ryan is an independent wrestler whose gimmick is that he's, like, real sleazy, and he pulls lollipops out of his underwear and stuff like that. It's real fun. But he started doing this move where people, like, people's hands get trapped in his junk, and then he flips them over using his junk. I mean, not really, but that's the idea. He doesn't actually do it, but...
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's silly.
It's very silly.
Is it sillier than the WWE? I mean, there's a guy that flips a man with his penis. That being said, Bray Wyatt didn't steal the soul of Undertaker and Corporate Kane, so...
Yeah, Bray Wyatt did eat two men. One of whom did have an HR... A pending HR evaluation. It's sillier in a different way. It's dirtier, for sure.
I'm finding that the WWE is for children, that NXT is for, like, teens and preteens, and then independent wrestling is for people like us. People 21 and over that like going to bars.
Yeah.
And it's kind of dirtier. Some of the flips are kind of scarier, maybe. One of the things that you mentioned was the Christmas tree.
Oh, yeah. I think it was called a Christmas Carnage match. I can't remember. People brought gift-wrapped weapons, and then a Christmas tree, a woman dressed as a Christmas tree, collected them and distributed them on the stage, and then the wrestlers could pick them and unwrap them during the match and use them on each other.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It's incredibly silly.
Except because it's just at, like, a music venue that isn't designed for this. I'm 5 foot three. I could not see any of what was happening below the top rope.
Aww.
So, that's a little disappointing. Also, like, when you're at a live event, there are, this is not a thing that I realized, there are, dudes in the audience who think that they should shout jokes the whole time.
Really?
And they are not good at shouting jokes.
Do you remember any of them?
Yes, but, I'm not gonna call them out.
Okay. Because they were sexist, homophobic, racist, or just not funny?
No. Because I don't want to...
You don't want to encourage that behavior?
No, I just don't want to identify anyone.
Oh, you know them personally?
Maybe.
Oh, shit. After the show, we are going to talk about that. The person you're currently seeing is a fan.
Sure.
Let's say, heaven forbid, you date someone else.
Uh-huh.
And they don't like it. What would you do to try to convince them to like it?
Again, I don't know that I would. I don't think it would matter to me.
God, that's so weird. That's so cool. You're a strong, independent woman. You're currently a... Who's your favorite current female wrestler? Sorry, who's your current favorite women's wrestler?
I'm really excited about Nia Jax in NXT.
For the listener at home, please explain her.
Nia Jax is The Rock's cousin. She is, I think, 5'11 and, like, 270 pounds. She's a big girl. And she just doesn't... Because of that, she doesn't look like anyone else. And so she's fighting all these tiny little women, and that's cool.
Yeah,
it's like visually cool to watch.
It's like David versus Goliath every single match.
Yeah,
my wife is convinced that they will never let her have the belt because she's a bigger woman.
I think she'll have the belt.
I do too.
I think once she gets some more experience.
Yeah, she's a relatively new character. They introduced her over the summer.
Yeah,
she's been a wrestler as long in the NXT as long as you've been watching.
Yeah,
your journey is with Nia.
Other than that, I don't know. Charlotte is pretty boring to me. She's the women's champ. She's the Divas champion in the main roster.
Do you have any thoughts about the term Divas champion versus women's champion?
It's stupid. It should be women's champion.
Okay.
They have a butterfly belt. It's ridiculous.
One of your favorite musicians is Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
She's a self-proclaimed diva, and she has butterfly stuff. You should love this.
I mean, yes.
This is marketed towards you.
On the other level, like, they are athletes. My favorite belt, I was thinking about this the other night, my favorite belt is the IC belt, just visually. It's white and gold, I think it looks great.
Yeah, I think that and the tag team belts are pretty solid.
The tag team belts are pretty good, those are black with like gold medallions.
The old WCW belt is though, that's the best one.
Oh, I should look it up.
Yeah, you have to look it up. Is there anything that you are excited about in 2016? Any specific match, pay-per-view, etc.?
It'll be... So I saw, the last four pay-per-views of the year?
Mm-hmm.
So there are eight pay-per-views that it's going to be my first time for. I'm very excited about that. It's going to be my first WrestleMania, my first SummerSlam. As you pointed out, my first road to WrestleMania. You showed me the Royal Rumble from last year, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty
also
cool.
It was really interesting to see just, like, number one, how all of the stars have, not all of them, but a lot of them have changed over the last year.
Injuries happen.
Yeah, and to see these people who are coming out for the Royal Rumble, but they're not necessarily regular players in the WWE. Like, I don't think that the Boogeyman was showing up to Raw every week.
No.
But he was in the Royal Rumble. and I'm excited to see, like, how that plays out in the next year. Like, what's it going to look like next year? And to go to more live events.
Have you been to a... Yeah, you haven't been to a WWE one.
I haven't been to a WWE one, but I want to go to more indie shows, for sure.
You're such a smark.
You're such a smark.
Has anybody turned you on to New Japan yet?
I think I've seen a couple of videos, but not a ton.
Yeah, that's where my friends are at now. They're like, you gotta get into this. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, I'm worried that it won't be enough storyline, because that's more true wrestling, right?
I think.
Like, that's... It's also hard for me to watch NXT, because there's not enough storyline.
Really?
I need to know why people are fighting each other.
You're such a woman.
I mean, I think... My cat's chewing on John Cena's head.
That's not a euphemism. That's an action figure.
Yeah, you got me a John Cena action figure. And I'm holding him so I feel strong. I think over the past few months I have gotten more into the actual wrestling itself. Mm-hmm. So NXT might be easier for me.
You're watching NXT now.
Not regularly. I'm watching Breaking Ground, which is a high-quality reality show about it. It's like a documentary series about it. And I've watched the last couple of takeovers, which is when they go to a different city.
They're coming to Chicago.
I know. The tickets sold out in a minute.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Where is it? The Allstate?
No, at the patio theater.
Where's the patio theater?
On the northwest side. Yeah.
Why are they at such a small venue?
I don't know.
I wonder if I'm going to cut this from the podcast or not. Final question.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Did you have another thought?
Oh, no. I was just going to say, I've gotten more into the wrestling of it, so I want to start watching NXT now, because when I tried to watch it a couple months ago, they just didn't explain enough of it for me.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if I'll like it more now that I appreciate the actual moves more.
Final question.
Yes.
If you were a wrestler, what era would you fight? Would you be a wrestler, a manager, or an announcer? And... heel, face, or tweener?
I only know two eras.
You know the Attitude Era and the Modern Era, which
and
is
you
the
know,
reality
I hate
era?
The Attitude Era.
Okay.
So, yeah, I see it would be now. I would probably be a manager because I break bones very easily.
You break other people's bones or you break your own bones?
I break my own bones.
Oh, okay.
Broke my wrists 3 times.
Oh, boy.
And I think I'd like to be a bad guy.
You'd be a heel?
Yeah.
Who would be one of the current wrestlers? Would you manage women men or both?
Maybe both. I would like to have a mixed stable.
Okay. Who's in your stable?
Oh, God.
Pick three.
Ugh. I don't know. That's too hard.
How is that hard? That's the most fun.
I can't think of anybody. I feel like I've already named all the wrestlers.
Yeah, you named all of the wrestlers.
I mean, all the ones I like.
Who would you manage? You could manage Nia.
Yeah.
You could do Nia.
But are we crossing over between NXT and
you
main
can.
Roster?
You can. What if you managed Nia, John Cena, and...
See, it's hard for me to answer also because I don't feel like I'm worthy of managing John Cena.
Well, John Cena's never had... Well, I shouldn't say never. I don't know the storyline that well, but he doesn't have a manager. Most
right.
don't. I'd be Paul Heyman's manager. I'd be the manager of the Advocate for Brock Lesnar.
I'm trying to think if there are any, like, lower level guys that I like.
Samoa Joe?
I don't know Samoa Joe.
He's, like, the main guy that's facing Finn Balor.
Oh. See, I don't watch enough NXT.
Yeah.
And I kind of tune out when Finn Balor comes on, because that...
Because what?
Because, well, number one, I think his demon getup is stupid looking.
I love it.
And number two, when he comes out, the whole crowd lifts their arms in the air and goes, woo!
I love that.
Like, every 2 seconds. And It creeps me out.
Why?
I don't know.
There's... You like the cult leader.
I know, but, like, there's something... The crowd isn't all... I mean, they turned on their cell phone lights, but they're not, like, doing... I don't know. There's something about it that really unsettles me.
That's so weird. That you like the Fireflies, but you don't like the Bullet Club. Or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, is that him?
I think that's him.
I also don't like those Jersey Shore wrestler guys when they...
End Zone Cass?
Yeah, and they come out and they say their thing and everyone says it along with them. That weirds me out, too. I mean, I think... I don't know how much of it is just the fact that I'm like, who the fuck are these guys? Why does everybody know their thing? And how much of it is just like, I don't know, it feels like a creepy mob mentality. It
sure.
Might, you know,
sure.
I like, honestly, the black ring of NXT spooks me a little bit. There's something, like, the whole ring, the whole stadium is black. It just seems kind of... But
it's
also
small.
Kind of like a dusty... It's small. It's like a dusty black...
But that's why it's black. Because it's so small. So it looks better.
No, but, like... Well, I don't know. To me, it doesn't look that good. It, like... It weirds me out. And then there's all these people doing this. It just seems like a strange...
Alternate universe of evil.
Kind of, but more like a bad revival church or something. Like,
like John Cena would not sully himself and go down to
NXT. Someone is going to be hypnotizing a snake.
That's happened before.
That's what I've heard. I didn't know that. I hadn't heard this. Yeah, that guy told me, he was like, something about Jake the Snake. And
oh, yeah.
The snake. And I was like, there are real snakes? And he's like, you haven't...
Yeah, heard? Damien.
What?
He's gone through a lot of Damiens. That's the name of his snake.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know there was a real snake.
Yeah.
I didn't know these things.
I was Jake the Snake for Halloween once.
Nobody tells you these things.
Yeah.